I'm Dean, and this is live from Studio A. I'm here today with local band Pizza Ghost, who plays a unique, chaotic mix of garage and doom, and they're going to start things off by playing a couple songs for you guys tonight.
What up, my man? Is that okay?
Do it. Hey guys. First, do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Is the government watching this? Man.
Yes, was, unfortunately.
That was Jack Calender. He's on the keys. I'm Ben Jacobson. I'm playing bass.
Ben can't stand up because he got knee surgery, and they reattached two muscles in his knee. And yeah, so.
It's perfectly in the groove now. The surgeon was real stoked about it, so. Very happy.
Fortunately for this, you don't need your legs.
Right, only hands. And my name's Matt. I play drums.
Cool.
So, first question is, how did you guys all meet, and how did you start as a band?
We met at Bridget's going away party.
Yeah, a friend Bridget had a going away party, and I met Ben there, and he's like, yo, dude, I play the bass. And I was like, sick. Come over. And then we got a house together, and then a friend Matt lived up the street.
Right, yeah, I saw Jack at the beach one night. And just classic beach night, you know, fire, beers, what's up?
Drugs.
And we were hanging out, and Jack was like, yeah, man, I live on 11th Avenue. I was like, dude, I live on 11th Avenue. And let's he was like, yeah, you should come over and jam. I was like, yeah, man, let's do it.
We got super high, and then this happened. We're still high.
On life.
On drugs. Lots of them. Should we play another song?
Not quite. Yeah, let's talk some more. Cool. So, let's see. What else we got? So, you have the tape that didn't include lyrics inside of it. So, what are your songs about?
A lot of it is just stream of consciousness. Mostly, I sort of try to repeat what I say, but it usually just comes out when I'm doing it. Mostly. Usually.
Yeah. Just like old man Bob Dylan, right? You know?
The king. Thank you, Bobby D. Thank you. Yeah, a lot of it I just keep. Whenever we practiced, I kind of usually just stream some consciousness there, and then I just don't change it because I'm halfway too lazy and halfway try to make sense of whatever I said. Usually it doesn't make sense, but I like to try to do that.
Yeah, we can't hear what he's saying half the time anyway, so it all works out. But his voice is a great instrument, and we all really appreciate the balance that it brings to our group.
Cool. Yeah, I kind of like notice a lot of none of your shows are the same. They're kind of just, you know, the same riffs, but kind of just like improvised and going with the flow. And it's cool. You know, you never really know what to expect. Yeah, so like that being said, kind of with some of the improvisation stuff, like what's your writing process like? You had what, you know, when we recorded, you had pretty set, you know, like ideas of the structures of the songs, I think, or were those improvised?
Yeah, too? That's just like random sad thoughts I write in my journal. And then I just like brought out this weird pink journal that is now not anywhere close to me. I have no idea where that is, but that contains most of the stuff that I say. Yeah. And sort of, sometimes.
Matt and I like the structure of the songs a little bit. We kind of have a template we go off of with each song. It's a fine, each one of this finely hewn and crafted, and that way when we play live, we don't have to think about it, and we just kind of throw it out the window and do whatever we want.
Right, which typically Ben would like write a riff and Jack in their basement, and I'd be like, sick, dude, that's so sick. Like, yeah, we should totally do that. And and Ben's like, yeah, we'll figure it out. And that's pretty much where practice would end. Yeah. And then we'd go play a show, and we'd figure it out.
Exactly. Matt has a really keen sense of pop craftsmanship, and he structures.
It's because all the Miley Cyrus I listen to.
I just kind of shoot the riffs out in my fingers, and then Matt channels them into like neat little packages that we
play
for everyone.
And then Jack just poops all over them.
Well said.
And that's pretty much the story of the band right there.
It works a lot of the time, we think. I think the kids seem to like it.
Yeah, the kids so love it.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I feel like there was... Oh, yeah, the name Pizza Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
That he signed us up to play at a house show.
Your house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Our, you know, the happy hole, may God rest its soul.
Long live.
Long, yeah, and, he's like, hey, we're in a band now. We have a week to write a set list. So that happened too. Right.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, kudos to Matt.
Yeah, that's what got us out of the basement.
I'm glad I can see you now.
Thanks, Dean.
And here on regional radio.
I don't like to describe things like, cause when it's like a really unique sound, but I guess it's like, it's with you guys, I've always kind of seen it as kind of a, you know, like obviously pretty doomy, like with all of Ben's riffs and, but like super kind of like garagey and noisy and stuff too with like Matt's drumming and Jack's chaos. So like, what are your individual influences? Like if you had to
technical,
name...
improvisational, progressive, deathcore, beautiful noise, happy birds singing in the distance, and somebody's taking their clothes off and you just can't help but to notice.
That's the longest sentence I've ever heard Jack say in my life. But, well, if you're talking influences, I know two of Jack's influences mainly lately have been obviously Timmy Jack's Off and Lorenzo's Tractor, both local bands. As far as influences for me on the drums, I listen to a lot of the OCs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, Ben. Ben listens to a lot of stuff, and he sends it to us on Facebook Messenger. And usually
I know Ben does.
Me and Jack are pretty freaked out by it.
I like a lot of Sabbath. Deep House, Roots, Reggae.
Oh, yeah.
I like the sounds of nature. Like, you know, like brooks gurgling, you know, so stuff like that.
Life.
Right. Life is knife.
Life is life. Knife is life.
Right. Right, right, right.
Well said.
So, do you guys want to play right now, or do you want to talk a little more first, or should we talk more afterwards?
After.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, we'll play another one. This song is called Someone Died, which happens pretty much every second if you think about it.
More than that.
Right.
Thank you. a clown. Let her close your eyes. And I'm staring. Just staring right into the bed. When I'm staring. When you close your eyes. Every time. Every time you die. Just staring. Every time, with terror, please, 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 with terror, every time, every time, every time, you close your eyes, I swear, I promise, God, I swear, I promise, God, I promise, to God I won't tell, I won't tell, I won't tell.
Thank you.
Cool. So is that the last ever Pizza Ghost thing people are going to hear?
Yeah, or? That's our favorite song, so maybe.
Are you guys going to... Well, I guess I should mention that, Jack, you're heading out of town for a while.
Yeah, it all kind of depends if Jack finds a cheap place to live in San Diego in the next couple months.
I'm looking for my soul.
So, if you find it, then are you going to come back to Duluth ever, or...
I'm everywhere, honey.
Will you consider playing shows via FaceTime or Skype?
Oh, dude, that'd be
sick. Dean will do anything you ask me to.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you afterwards then. for real though, do you guys think you're going to do anything like else ever?
The three of us?
Yeah, yeah. Well, with this band specifically.
Jack comes back to us someday.
Yeah, I mean, we always kind of want to turn it into like a space rock cool album, but we've never had enough energy to do that. Yeah, if Jack comes back, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, is that like Jack, is that kind of, or Jack and Matt, is that kind of like the same deal as Brain Bugs and Super Casual too? Just kind of if you come back type thing, or?
Yeah, I know it's same for Super Casual. I mean, me and T would definitely want to keep playing, but we'll do something else. We don't need to. We wouldn't do Super Casual without Jack for sure, and I don't think Brain Bugs could do Brain Bugs without Jack.
Yeah. So, like, individually, are there any other like new like music things you guys have been working on solo or with a band or anything?
I'm in a band called Bone Powers. We're on Facebook. Yeah. There's a picture of a cat on the profile picture. Yeah, so what's up? Keep your eyes peeled.
I've been kind of holed up in my house, but I'm not going to have internet there, so it's just going to be me and my bass.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to get some other instruments.
And wife.
Well, my wife and two cats and a dog, but it's me and my bass, really.
Is it, like, out in the woods, kind of, or?
No, it's right in town. You guys can all come by.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get a drum set down in the basement. Maybe a tenor guitar.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I guess, what else should we talk about? Do you guys want to talk about anything else?
What do you want to talk about, Dean?
I don't know. We could have a long... philosophical conversation until the end of the show.
Oh, dude,
or we could just stop talking
even,
right now.
Yeah, don't even get Ben started. For real, don't get him started.
Tell us your
wisdom.
Come on, Ben.
I saw that Alan Watts book in your house before we left.
Okay, it's
go about, to the ranch.
It's all about
go
getting out of
ranch.
Your own way.
If you're cool enough. Otherwise, if you're not cool, please do not go there.
Yeah, go to the ranch.
Okay.
Break your kneecap, and then you'll get a nice long vacation from work. And then you can really have some time to yourself. I recommend everybody do that.
I knew Ben had some philosophy.
That's a really good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Very positive.
Uh-huh.
So for all of you with an injury out there, make it into a positive thing.
Yeah. Eat a lot of potatoes.
And we'll leave it at that. So today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, Quentin Stilley, and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to kumd.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thank you for listening.